University of Washington President Michael Young surprised everyone yesterday with some big news. He's leaving the UW and going to Texas A&M University. A&M offered Young a Texas-sized endowment and a Texas-sized salary, in both cases nearly three times what the University of Washington could offer. So is higher education funding a problem for Washington State? Young thinks so.
I think we've all been clear that Washington would benefit enormously from doing more. I mean, the centrality of higher education in terms of stimulating economic development, in terms of unleashing human potential with these young kids. And I think if there were more funding available, the universities would be able to just do more for the state.
UW President Michael Young speaking to reporters yesterday. Senator Barbara Bailey is chair of the Higher Education Committee at the Washington State Senate. I asked her, is it a big loss for the state of Washington to lose Michael Young to Texas?
Well, I think it's always a loss when we have a change of a president in one of our major universities. So I hope there'll be a good transition. And I think while he was here, certainly President Young was someone that I could personally talk with, and I really respected his position.
One of the things that President Young said is that we in Washington State are in the bottom when it comes to state dollars per student. He said that if there was more funding available, universities would be able to do more funding for the state. What is your reaction to that statement?
Well, I don't disagree. Certainly the statistic is what it is. Here in the state of Washington, I think higher education has been underfunded for a number of years because the priorities were placed in different areas by the majority that was conducting the budgeting process during that time.
Now, President Young is going from UW with a budget of about $3 billion to Texas A&M that has a budget of $11 billion. Is that a level that Washington State should aspire to when it comes to its premier higher education institutions?
Well, Texas A&M is a fine school. However, I don't think you can always compare university to university just because of the funding level. I think you have to look at all of the programs and all of the various aspects. We have one of the major medical schools in the country. I think we have also STEM programs, and our school is still highly regarded. I hope that we will continue to increase funding. As a matter of fact, in the last two biennium, we have, meaning the majority coalition in the Senate, have been very committed to putting more money into higher education as well as K-12 education. We know we have a lot of ground to make up because of the Great Recession here in this state affected our education funding because there were many people who wanted to put more money into many of our social programs, and therefore some of the money did not go to higher education.
Well, how about this year? There are a lot of competing interests for state dollars. K-12 education, the McCleary decision is putting pressure on you lawmakers to approve more money for K-12, a transportation package. Is there going to be the funding available to increase budgets for public universities this year, Senator?
I believe that there will be. It's all a matter of how you prioritize your funds that are available, and we're already starting that process. And higher education will definitely be at the top of the list of those things that we will be considering in our funding.
What about the issue of salary? The Texas A&M chancellor told the Seattle Times that Michael Young will be one of the best paid college presidents in the state of Texas. He said, quote, he probably won't make what an assistant football coach makes, but he'll be paid darn well. Is it a priority for Washington State to pay competitive salaries to university presidents? Can we compete against the Texas when they're offering more?
You know, here again, you just can't compete sometimes in certain environments. Texas A&M is a great school. They certainly have a larger population in the state of Texas. They have more money to work with in the state of Texas in a general sense. So I'm certain that they're probably going to be able to compete more with stealing our president from our local University of Washington.
Senator Barbara Bailey, chair of the Higher Education Committee at the Washington State Senate. And a correction, in this interview, we referred to UW and Texas A&M endowments as budgets. We should have said endowments. The University of Washington's endowment is $2.8 billion. Texas A&M University has an endowment of $11 billion. That's according to the National Association of College and University Business Officers. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.